What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Is the Mic Still On? Right after the Bill O'Reilly topic conversation happened from last episode, Ken transitioned into the next hot button topic, Miss Rachel Dolezal. Y'all remember her, right? The white woman who said she was black, then was exposed as not black, then tried to spin it, then got laughed off, and is now back doing book deals and interviews. Let's get into the discussion.
Hey, y'all hear about Rachel Dolezal?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Someone beat her ass, today.
What's she doing?
Her transracial ass is still doing this shit.
Yep. Who are we talking about?
Rachel fucking Dolezal.
Nkechi Amari Diallo is her new name.
I'm so sick of this shit.
What is she doing now?
Who's Rachel?
You don't know who Rachel Dolezal is?
She was like an activist, but people thought she was black, but she was actually white.
Oh, yeah.
She was on Dr. Phil.
Yeah, I remember that story.
I suggest you watch it. Okay. I watched the whole shit and I was like, I can. Dr. Phil was definitely giving it to her, but I was like, I cannot believe that she's still delusional. And I understand the whole. Now, I'm glad you brought that shit up because this shit aggravates the fuck out of me. I understand that race is a social construct.
Right.
That's fine. DNA is not.
Mm-mm.
And she's trying to pretend, and whether or not she admits it, she was factually trying to pretend that she was of some sort of African-American descent, or she belonged to that group. Now, she can try to pretend, oh, well, I don't believe that race is a real thing. You don't have to. But in the world that we live in, there are certain things that black people deal with. And for you to then walk in and say, I'm part of that group when you're not is bullshit. It's bullshit because you can turn it off.
Exactly.
We can't.
And you're still benefiting off of the fact that you are white.
Because she has the choice to say
interesting.
It.
So,
oh, my God.
So this is what she said.
Right. I wish
she said, I still identify as black, maybe trans black is a good compromise because it identifies that I was born to white parents, but have an authentic black identity.
I'm a trans millionaire.
What is wrong with
you? I'm a trans millionaire.
Right.
Yeah. How is that possible?
I feel like that is so insulting to actual trans people.
Well,
it is.
I'm glad you brought that up because somebody actually asked us that. So I
asked us that?
Yeah. So I was on Patreon and I said, yo, I'm putting this show together. I'm gathering ideas.
How come you didn't just pass this to Sophie to do pass the mic? Wouldn't that have made more
sense? No, go ahead. If you want to ask the question.
This is a pass the mic situation, isn't it?
No, not really. No.
I mean,
you don't
want
to pass the mic?
When are we going to pass the mic?
I already had this, but somebody just
go ahead, Ken.
Basically said this, so I was like, oh, that kind of ties into, you know,
we're passing the mic right now. Go ahead.
No, we're not passing the mic right now.
Not just yet.
This is not. We're talking about Rachel Dolezal. I'm just saying somebody put this comment on there. But it goes to what you were saying. Why is transgender seen as acceptable to someone like Rachel Dolezal? Can't say she is transracial when it is the exact same concept.
It's not. There are biological differences between black men and women, male, female, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense for you to wake up and feel like you are in the wrong body.
But wait. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
There's sex, male, female, the sex you're
I
born
get it
biological,
confused too, so don't even try to, like, you might ask somebody else.
The gender identity, whether you're born biologically as a male or female, but then they're saying that gender is
a social construct.
Right.
Gender is what we create. Sex is what you're born as.
Yeah.
And I say this all the time, as open-minded as I try to be, it's not for me to understand, it's for me to accept. So if somebody says, this is how I feel, when it comes to that, I'm like, okay, I have no argument there. But there's no biological, like biological difference really between, like, black people and white people, especially in the United States.
Outside of melanin.
Right. Sure. Outside of color.
Color.
But, right, so you can't wake up and say, you know, I feel like I'm dark-skinned today. You can't do that. So that's why I'm saying
dumb as hell.
Right. So that's why. Well, there's no way to put that intelligently. So removing the melanin idea, you don't feel African American.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is you feel the social construct of what African-American and Caucasian is. So you feel certain levels of privilege. You feel certain levels of entitlement. You don't feel black. No matter how much hip-hop you listen to.
Yep.
Okay? No matter how much social justice that you've been fighting for, you don't feel black. Because
she's saying she does.
She's fucking full of shit. And this shit is crazy. Because think about this. Listen, if Rachel Dolezal is driving around with one of her, I'll say three, four, five of her black friends, and that cop car pulls up behind them and pulls her over for whatever reason, she can, in a heartbeat, well, officer, I'm, you know, she has to say anything. The cop is going to pull up and say, you're white.
Yeah. Right.
And he's going to harass, I'm not saying all cops. Let's say obviously it's a racist cop. He's going to harass the black folks. She's going to get off. Now, you want to tell me what she's trying to say is that she's going to raise her hand and say, no, officer, harass me too. I'm black. Yeah. Bull fucking shit. Man, come the fuck on. Like, this shit is so insulting.
Did you guys see the Gwinnett County sheriff?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, kick that dude in the head?
Yeah, the one that, first of all.
Man. He punched him too.
No, the punch was first. Yeah, the first cop.
I didn't see the punch.
Yeah, so the first cop that pulled him over, he... The cop's lawyer is talking about the original guy was resisting arrest. If you watch his left hand, whatever. The guy had both of his hands up. At the end of the day, you didn't have to stick him. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, if he was resisting arrest, put him under arrest. Grab that arm, boom, boom, put him in the handcuffs, and that's it.
He's literally stepping out
with
the car
with two
like
hands
this.
Like this. Then you punch him. Then you get him on the ground, and then your whole partner over here comes and kicks him. Now, if that person was white, right? Like, if we just switch the person, do you think that happens?
The whole point of the matter is we don't know. And that's the part that pisses me off about this whole situation.
And white women got body slammed.
They get fucked up, too.
They do.
And it's part of the media issue that they don't cover certain things because they want to paint it as cops only like certain people and only dislike certain people. No, cops don't like really anybody except for other cops. But
not even that.
They're the largest gang in America.
Yes, they are.
Are we focusing on the wrong thing with her though? Like, because like, because if she's for the cause and all that, like, what does it matter?
Whoa. Because she can do more. Okay,
all right, she doesn't have to be black to support the cause.
Say that one more time. Yep.
She doesn't have to be black to support the cause.
Right. Okay. And moving past that, she does more help being white.
Exactly. Okay. Because white people listen to other white people.
Exactly. Yep. And that goes across the board. Remember, we always talk about, like, who would you rather have criticize the black community? Right. A white person or a black person? This is when that Kendrick thing came up and you're talking about Trayvon.
Yeah.
You'd rather have someone within your own social group criticize you.
Is that representation?
So a black person criticizing a white person, all it's going to do is it's going to sound like an attack. Mm-hmm. You need people from your own group. So if Rachel Dolezal was white and claiming to be white, and she was for the cause, it might make other white people be like, well,
you know what?
It seems disingenuous. It's almost like, I want to be a part of this community. Man. I think that they deserve better, this and that and the third. But you're over here trying to be us to almost assimilate into what you want to help the cause out for.
Because
and
it's sexy or it's cool or something? Like,
yeah,
what the
like,
fuck is
oh my
this?
God, I like my hair in these cornrows. Oh my God, I'm like
that's
so
she.
I don't fucking care. I don't know.
That's exactly how she sounds. It pisses me off so fucking bad.
It's annoying.
Right, how the fuck
that's
you
how she sound
okay?
I just think it's still like, are we like because like,
who, first of all, who's we?
Huh?
It doesn't matter. I mean, it matters, but sometimes I think we always trying to clarify who we this that and other.
But can you here's my thing, like I don't want to sound like it's against like what most of you guys are talking about, but like. Why are you making this sound?
No, go ahead, Rod. I want to hear this.
Like, but what if she truly doesn't identify with white people?
You don't and have to, but you're still white.
Exactly.
Right, but what if you just don't, if you sincerely don't, like FIFO.
That's the conflict I'm having, Rod.
FIFO is Cuban, but he identifies as black more so than Cuban from what I've noticed.
What, okay. Do you?
So, it's like 50-50 because in the household, me growing up was more Cuban. As soon as I walked out them four walls,
people treated him black.
Yeah,
it's a social construct.
People treated her black too, though. For
because
the,
she
they,
because
she
wanted
out.
Them to.
So you're saying it's fabric. So you're saying that she just she did it. Just, Yes.
She was in a
yes.
I didn't have a choice.
But exactly. Like, but it's subtle blackface.
But isn't she like a real activist though?
Yes.
Yeah, she was.
But she can't. Okay, look. If you look at her pictures of her when she was a kid.
Right.
She was some little freckle-faced little white
blonde
kid.
Hair,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and then all of a sudden you look at her when she's an
like
activist.
Little House on the Prairie,
and she got fucking curls and all this other shit.
But maybe she felt like she couldn't get hurt like that. Like, what's wrong with that?
What you mean? Who gets hurt more than white people?
No, what I'm saying is like, if she's trying to stand up for black people all the time and she really wants to,
okay,
what if she felt like in her circles, in her group, she couldn't do it because she was white?
Then she doesn't understand the cause at all. If she thinks that for her to do more good, she has to identify as black, then I don't think she understands our issues.
Exactly.
Because like, she does more good as being white.
And what about the opposite? What if there was a black person that like renounced all their blackness to be white to go like...
I would love to see some shit like that.
I think there are, but go ahead.
But how the fuck, yeah, but they're not, white people ain't going to accept that motherfucker. Exactly. They're going to treat him as a token. Yeah. There's a guy, I won't say his name, but I sent you his videos. There's a guy on YouTube that is the quintessential token. He goes on YouTube and he does all of these videos covering these anti-black issues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And white folks love him. The main comment they put under his videos, this guy gets it.
You're not like all the others.
Yeah, you're not like all the other ones. I'm going to send this to all my black, quote, friends when they start complaining about shit. That's what they fucking do. I've sent it to all of y'all.
Really?
Yep. Sent it to all y'all. Y'all probably just didn't look at it, but I sent it to all of y'all. Okay. Kim was the only one that responded. But yes, there are black people like that. And it's okay if you identify with a certain culture.
Mm-hmm.
I identify with a lot of cultures that are stereotypically white. But at the end of the fucking day, if I'm stupid enough to walk out the house and be like, well, shit, I'm not black no more. That seems like that's some kind of social illness.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because you are clearly not white.
Well, you have to put on a lot of baby powder, though. Your ass dark.
Right. That shit is crazy
but
to me.
But I think this idea, though, right, of her, like, first of all, I'm totally against her.
Okay.
But her idea, this idea in her head that this idea that she's trying to create this transracial thing is crazy to me because she actually, in her mind, is trying to take the construction of race and use it in her favor.
Right, exactly.
And it's like, well,
that's what
it
I mean.
Is,
are we focusing on the wrong thing?
Hell like, no, we're not. Because she wants to take the nice, cool, sexy stereotypes. Okay, well, then take this cop ass beating in.
True.
Take these cop planting drugs.
But we're talking about identity, though.
No.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Hell no.
Why would somebody choose that?
And that's the same argument that we always have when it comes to people saying that you're not born gay. It's like, who the fuck would choose struggles?
You're right.
Who would choose struggle?
Because like, maybe she wants to identify.
Right. We're talking about identity, right?
That's what I'm saying. Maybe I'm just saying. Look. I just want to have another opinion on this.
She don't want to go that far, bro. Like,
hell no.
Like, if we were still in slave times right now, she wouldn't be like, yeah, I want to go out there and pick that cotton.
Hell no.
She's not going to do that.
I think she'll run a white black ass out there.
Yeah. You about to say black.
You had to call yourself
a white black ass.
Right. I don't think she would.
So you don't think it was white people back in the day that took one for the team? Like,
No.
There was a guy that died.
There were plenty of white people who took one for the team.
Plenty of white protesters.
But it was not a matter of co-opting a struggle. They would do it as a show of this is wrong.
Yeah.
That's not what Rachel Dolezal is doing. She is wanting to feel like she's a part of a struggle. But the fucking problem is she has a choice not to be.
Yep.
We don't have that choice.
No. I get you.
Fuck this bullshit. Stop giving her passes.
This is really random.
In general.
Right. I was reading this article. How many of y'all watch HGTV?
I do sometimes.
Well, they've got this show on there. You know, House Hunters. They got like a tiny House Hunters, right?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah,
they be pissing me. People living like in 200 square feet.
Yeah.
With kids. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Okay, so I was reading this article about the I wish I could pull it up, but the appropriation of, I think, poor culture or something like that, where they were talking about people are pretty much
choosing to be poor.
Choosing to live in like these conditions and talking about, oh,
shit,
you know.
Minimalist?
Yeah, like being minimalist and living in like 300 square feet and this and that, right? Yeah. So they said, right, that, okay, they said that there's like an, yeah, you, yeah, anyways. So basically they're talking about like how people are transitioning and like trying to like cover it up by saying, oh yeah, this is minimalist living, I'm gonna live better like this, you know what I'm saying, I don't need that much, let's, you know, make a show out of this, tiny house hunters. But they're not discussing about, they're saying that they're taking that to be trendy, but they're not discussing about the people who live actually in trailer park homes.
That's my problem.
And live in da 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 da, whatever.
That's my problem with it. Like, you, some people don't have a choice but to be minimalist.
That's the thing.
But
I'm just saying.
So we're making an issue out of this. It's not like they're okay. It's not like they're going okay. No, because when I watched the minimalist.
No, I was bringing it up because I thought the article was interesting. But I kind of feel like it's.
It's reaching.
It's kind of similar.
It's kind of, yeah, it is, because I remember watching a documentary. All right, go ahead.
Oh, no. Well, I was just saying because, like, the person who actually lives in the trailer park home, you know what I'm saying? They're struggling to even make whatever ends that they have meet, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Meanwhile, you have somebody else. Yeah, I was in my 200,000 plus house. And we just wanted to downgrade, exactly. You know. So now we're on HGTV about it, and we're gonna like I want to decorate it with these shingles.
But this is a social issue. This
and
is
something. On top of it, you're making a profit off of doing it,
right?
Off of on top
and
of
so
it.
So is Rachel.
That's what.
But how is this similar?
Because it's this
like,
is
it's
no.
It's a matter of
it's similar.
Choice.
It's a matter of
yeah.
Choice.
It's a matter
this
of
is no
choosing.
Detriment to urban poor people
yeah, or society.
This is no detriment to them. Rachel Dolezal is a detriment to black people.
No, I know that.
You said, or one of you said, that it was offensive to transgender people.
I said that.
That was like an hour ago.
I know, but I want to go back there.
Oh, real slow quick. Brain process.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't necessarily that.
My kid's brain on dial up.
No, I mean, I don't know if you did that. Well, shit.
I'm kidding.
Why do you say that?
Why do I say I think it's offensive to trans people?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, didn't Mike already answer that?
He did.
He ignored me.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay,
never mind.
I'm used to being ignored.
I gave him the slow clap with it, Ken.
Oh, he can cut that out. Then just cut it out, though. But I think this...
Yeah, he fucked up his whole thought now.
No, it's not that, man. Like, because it's like... Oh,
okay,
man.
You was about to say that you're on the fence with it,
yeah.
Right?
I don't know because this whole trans thing is not like new to me, but I think it's so far it's the discussion right now, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's talking about trans stuff. We have the North Carolina bill, this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. I do feel like she is piggybacking off that to use that as a means to support her wanting to be black, her white black ass. But it's also like we're still going back to the identity, right? The ability to identify with who you want to be. I'm born as a male or female. I identify as a female or a male. That's
a
choice.
Mm-hmm. 10 questions.
Right?
It is.
So she was born as white,
But
and she's choosing to identify as black.
Oh my
black.
God! I can't.
How's it different
I feel
change?
You, Mike, but I just,
are you
my
fucking
mind
serious?
Came,
are you guys fucking my, serious?
I just my mind.
This
I'm
conversation.
Struggling with
this
that.
Is why people think I'm an asshole.
No, you're not.
I get
an asshole.
Pissed off
I just,
with stupid shit.
We gotta talk
shit.
About this.
We already did. I just told you before. There are biological differences between men and women. There are not. Outside of melanin, between
but that
black
is a
people,
big fucking thing. Though.
No, it's not.
What,
it's
melanin.
No,
you
is
can
not.
No, you cannot feel dark skinned, Ken. You cannot feel light skinned.
You said melanin. Melanin is a biological thing, Mike.
Did you just hear what I said?
No, but still, then melanin is the thing that separates us. As terms of color from a white person.
And
that's
you,
a biological thing.
I just said that. What are you missing? You cannot feel light-skinned. You can't walk outside and be like, damn, I feel really dark
that's
today.
That's feeling though. We're, but
that's
you
what?
Still, but you still.
But that's
there's
what
still
this boils down to. Trans women, they feel that they were born in the wrong body because there are biological things to back that up. There are not biological things to make you feel like you were born in the wrong color of a body.
Right.
How is this even a discussion?
Wait, so Ken.
The only way this makes sense, I'm sorry, Sophie.
No, go ahead.
The only way this bullshit makes sense is if you're one of these dumb, fucking, ignorant assholes that still feels like it's a choice to be gay or trans. That's the only way this shit works.
Okay.
If you are actually open and you understand that this is not a choice, then this whole Rachel Dolezal shit is thrown out the fucking window. And we need to stop giving this kind of bullshit fucking passes.
I don't think it's a pass.
Don't
though.
Do this shit, Ken. Don't do this.
Wait, Ken. So is your whole stance basically saying that you don't really understand, well, to me it's kind of clear, but that you don't understand transgender people?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that you're talking about feeling, right?
That's what trans really boils down to, Ken. Because what else is left? A doctor is going to come and say, no, you're a man.
I think for me, I don't understand it. But I think for me, I'm looking at the biological aspects of it.
I think that's why you're comparing the two, because you don't really understand the difference between.
And I'm trying to understand it, because when she says something like that, I'm trying to wrap my brain around it. I understand you're saying there's a feeling that's associated with it. But how is it not a feeling with her?
I just told you.
Oh, okay.
What are you feeling?
Okay, wait. So I think
people,
I'm kind of.
Don't get in my. Because y'all motherfuckers got in my mentions about that fucking Iron Fist shit.
No.
Yes, I had to deal with that shit.
I asked a question in class that was actually kind of similar to this.
I think, having a fucking discussion.
I think the whole point is if, for example, gender is a social construct, right? Such as race is also a social construct. I think what Ken is trying to get at is what's the difference between feeling like you are one and you can't be the other? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the social, I guess, right, the social construct part of it is kind of what's being peeled from this, I think, in her mind.
Okay, so wait.
She feel oppressed.
It's
a self-imposed
she's
oppression.
She's fighting it. I mean, I'm with you. And also, for the record, please, I am totally, totally against. If y'all motherfuckers don't know me, I'm totally
that's
against.
That's why I'm confused.
Rachel Dolezal.
Honestly.
But I've
seen your mentions too.
I know, but
up.
I still want to talk this out though. I think it's just for me. I'm totally against it, but I still think, because this is something that's being put out there, right? These are the arguments and discussions that will be had, right? So people are going to say that, oh, well, people are going to say that.
I already told you the only people that will say it. Anyone that's open to the idea of trans being a real thing, I don't feel like they're going to say that. Because they understand what that means.
And I'm against the idea of being of transracial, too.
Okay, here's the thing. Do you feel like a man?
Yeah,
okay.
I am a man. No, I was just like,
that's why I'm asking you, because you're the most man-centric kind of patriarchal dude out of this group.
Oh,
so that's why. Stop.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Just it's a reflex.
I did not find that as an insult.
Thank you.
So
right, you don't find that as an insult. That's how you feel. So can you not understand someone not feeling that way? Someone feeling the exact opposite of that.
Yeah, I can.
Right,
yeah,
now,
I understand that.
How can you then relate that to melanin? I feel like my skin should be darker?
It was because of the biological part. I understand the feeling, but I don't know, man.
But
like I said,
really,
I still got a lot of understanding to do myself, because there are a couple of things that I'm, huh?
Regarding which part?
Because I think there are a couple of things, right? The social construct parts of gender and race, and then the biological parts of how you are born, right?
Okay.
Male, female, black, white.
Sure.
So those are the two things that, like, they're in boxes, and I'm trying to kind of, you know, and like the feeling part of the trans thing, right? I get what you're saying, but I'm still trying to basically figure all of this fucking shit out.
I don't think there's anything to figure out. I think Rachel Dolezal is co-opting a culture.
I agree.
Because it's for her benefit. Either that, or she has some kind of mental illness that needs to be addressed. It's one of those two things. I don't think that she really grew up feeling, because here's the thing, why would she lie about, here's a good one that was on the Dr. Phil interview. So you know how she was lying, saying that her father was this black man? Dr. Phil asked her, he was like, well, you said this guy was your dad. Why is it that you're saying that if that's not really your dad? Mm. She said, well, this is something that we do in the black community. We identify other people as our fathers.
You hell do what?
That's exactly.
That's a no. Motherfucking no.
She is
no
full of shit.
That's a no for me, dog.
Me, yeah, me too. Because I was like, I don't remember doing that shit.
Yeah, yeah, that's my daddy over there. Right there. Well, no. Wait, hold on. That's my daddy over there right there, though.
Black community. I don't remember that.
Shut the fuck up.
Because she tried to use the whole play cousin thing. Well, yeah. We do that.
That's different.
Oh my of course, God. It's different. That's different. But oh, that's
you like
your
cars?
Thinking.
I like cars. You like basketball.
You my you play brother. Cousin. You my play cousin. You my play sister. You
right. Right. That's different.
I'll end it on this, and then we can move on. Oh, you had something?
I do.
Go ahead. Yeah. No. Go ahead. Go ahead.
What, Rod? No. Go.
Jay said we need longer shows. And people want longer shows.
Go,
anyway.
Rod. What?
Go.
Oh my
no,
God.
Because I wasn't paying attention because I'm gonna have you. I was gonna have you repeat it.
What?
That's what I'm saying.
Repeat
that's what? Why I said, you said that she said what to? She said about the dad thing?
She said that was something that we identify. She said that's something that we do in the black community.
What?
We identify people that are not our relatives as our relatives. But that okay. doesn't play with fathers and mothers.
No. Okay, but it does.
Unless you're adopted or something like that, you're not going to just act like this person is not my family and this person is. I've never heard of that.
So that's what I wanted to say. Yes. Because, like, fatherless kids, like, they identify with different guys in the hood or uncles or whatever.
Repeat what you just said. Fatherless kids. She was not fatherless or motherless. Right.
Well,
it's not
I was
the
just
same
saying,
thing.
Like, okay, all right, well, you know.
I'm sure white people
did
do that shit, too.
Dad?
That's
did
not a black community. Yes.
Yeah,
she grew up with her family.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Now,
right, well,
if she didn't
different.
Have her family, of course you're going to identify with somebody else that's taking care of you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not the situation.
Okay, so that's what I didn't
she tried to make it a black-only thing.
Yes.
Okay.
You know how she got caught? Her parents went on TV and was like, this is our daughter. Mm. And she was like, those aren't my parents. This is my dad. Mm. And then somebody asked her, like, yo, they're saying that they're your parents.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she had to finally say, well, yes, they are my parents.
Right.
That ain't the same thing as, well, I just didn't have a dad around. Yeah. This guy raised me, so this is my father.
So I identified him as my father.
Nah, white people do that shit, too. That's not a black community thing.
Okay. All right, so I'll...
Weirdo.
That's insulting to the black community, really.
We can move on to pass the mic. I'll...
Fuck Rachel Dolezal.
I'll leave it with this. There is a bishop that is supporting her and that is comparing her to Caitlyn Jenner.
Fuck him too.
So,
to be honest.
A lot of this. So this. Holy there, this is probably just the beginning. I hope it dies.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired of Rachel and everybody's giving her this attention, but I don't think we're done with this at all. And for the record, please, and maybe you need to put this before we even get into this discussion. I do not agree with Rachel Dolezal at all. Fuck that. So,
like you was on
but
her
for real.
But in the spirit of discussion, that's why I was bringing up the points that I was just the spirit of discussion. That's all.
Cool. So what mics are we passing today?
Yeah, please pass the fucking mic.
All right. Yeah.
Pass Ken's mic.
So get
for
the
real.
Fuck out of my fucking
real.
Don't
no, get up
in pass
get up
Ken's
in
my fucking mentions, dog.
Get up in Ken's mentions.
Don't get in my fucking. Y'all motherfuckers with fucking Iron Fist.
Don't get in your mentions.
No, get in your mentions because you said
pass. Hey, pass the mic to Jay, Ken. Like your mic is over, dog.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and ask this one. It's also from Anonymous. As the subject suggests, I got dumped after being in a relationship. That's not funny.
You talk about us. Your ass over there.
Mike!
Stop covering up your face,
right,
Mike.
He just said it.
Stop stepping away from
man,
the...
Man, that's fucked up.
What?
As the subject suggests, I got dumped after being in a relationship with a woman for 4 years. The last of the 4 years, I was working abroad, which was really the killer in our already... Ooh, really, really bad relationship. Mm. Any suggestions on how to get through it, or if any of y'all have dealt with a breakup that was long term?
Wait, what was the killer again? Oh, I didn't hear you.
He was working abroad.
He was working abroad. And spent the last 4 years.
For those of our ignorant listeners, that means overseas.
So he was in basically the entire relationship overseas.
I thought you said a year. I thought you said for the last year.
I just got dumped after being in a relationship with a woman for 4 years.
Right. Yeah. But then I was working. I thought you said he was living abroad for the last year.
The last of the 4 years.
Right. Oh, so that wasn't the whole relationship.
Oh, I see what you did there. Okay, well, then, yeah, he was, I guess that's what killed it, the last year.
Mm.
What is he asking? What is he asking?
Any suggestions? Bruh.
I'm sorry. Sometimes you be kind of mumbling your words. I don't always hear.
Okay. Any suggestions on how to get through it? Okay. Yep.
I'm listening. That was Mike.
Okay. Any suggestions on how to get through it? Basically, any advice?
To get through this breakup?
Basically.
Find you a new girl, dog. Yep. Like what, dog? Like find you a new girl. Like
I wish you would have told us a little bit more about how, like why.
I'm saying
why what?
I mean, if it was just long distance.
Match.com.
If it was just long distance, it sounded to me like y'all kind of went your separate ways. Out, so yeah. I don't understand why that would hurt as much.
Maybe they were having trust issues.
A long distance relationship that will definitely kill it, no matter how close you are.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Really?
I had the same thing.
I mean, it sucks. I'm not saying it doesn't suck, but
it's still a long.
Yeah. I had this. Remember the one I was talking about where I was like pulling up pictures on Facebook and she over here touching feet and all this other shit. It was the same type of situation.
They were literally sitting next to each other.
Doesn't matter.
Whatever, I'm not doing this.
But that might be the same type of shit that broke them up. Yeah. She might have been pulling up pictures.
We can't just assume that.
Well, we have to assume because he didn't get no details.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just pull shit out of his ass.
Yes, I can. I'm pulling nothing out of his booty. I'm just saying. I'm just saying that a long distance relationship, no matter how, because we were very close. But then when she moved somewhere else.
How long was that for? Like, how long was she gone?
I mean, she was gone till we broke up. I mean, like, we
broke
up.
How long was that? Like a year?
Oh, how long was she gone before we broke up?
Yeah.
About a year? So about a year, I was flying back and forth.
Jesus.
And that's taxing on somebody, not just financially, but mentally. And then, like, you don't know what she's doing. I mean,
Was she gone permanently? Like,
no.
Like, she was coming back eventually?
Supposed to be. But then, like I said, like, even though a lot of men don't want to admit this, men have trust issues. So even though they won't say it, when you be gone for a minute and don't be with a lot of men, I'm not saying y'all, but I'm saying a lot of men.
No, we talked about that last time.
Did we?
Yeah, because Ken, I didn't realize Ken had trust
issues. Oh, we did talk about that.
Yeah.
Right. So if we text you and you take like 2.5 hours to respond, but you telling me you're at home, we're like, what the fuck are you doing then? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Why did it take you that long? You better tell me you fell asleep.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Something that actually makes sense.
Right.
And goes along with the
time
threshold.
So if she's somewhere else, like you can't go to the window, if she's somewhere else and she's doing that kind of shit, that's going to hurt the relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what's the advice?
I agree with Ken, actually, to be honest.
What?
Even though he was joking, I agree with Ken.
What did he say again?
You go and you get it out. You go find you a woman that has the same type of idea. And it sounds like it's a joke, but it's not. The best way to get over a relationship. What?
Listen to Brian McKnight's One Last Cry over and over again.
No, listen to Brian McKnight's Let Me Show You How That Pussy Works. I'm dead ass.
Cry it out first.
That's always the best solution. Yeah. I mean, because you're just going to sit and soak
it. I feel like you need to deal with your emotions in real time. You know, a lot of people put things off. From months later, you know, it doesn't matter, it's fine, you know what I'm saying? And then 3 months later, she's somewhere living it up and you eat ice cream, you know what I'm saying? So I would say try to deal with it in real time, but not do things that are going to be detrimental to you in the long run. So I mean, if that is, I guess, sleeping with somebody else without what you think is going to feel better.
When you say deal with it in real time, what do you mean exactly?
Not holding on to it.
Like not holding it in, because a lot of people don't feel like they have enough space
to
express their emotions because they feel like they are supposed to be strong and they're supposed to, you know what I'm saying, just, oh, fuck it, I don't feel pain, whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I feel that.
Now, I was dating a girl for a year. It was probably my longest relationship. It was a year and 7 months, man. And we broke up. That shit fucked me up. But I had some on standby though,
standby.
Goddamn right.
On standby.
I goddamn right. No. I sure did. A couple.
So that means you had them already ready then.
Hey. Here's the thing, right? At some point, you know shit's going south.
You mean like not always, Ken?
Wait.
I did. This shit ain't going the way.
You know what they call that?
What?
Relationship ceilings.
Relationship what?
Relationship ceilings. Like when you know that you can only go to a certain
place. No. We were actually supposed to get married and very, very complicated.
That didn't happen.
Yo, asked if something wrong. See? See, I'm thinking. I'm good.
I don't know if I did something wrong.
Good one, Charles.
I know it may have seemed like I did something wrong.
Oh, my gosh. Here he goes trying to be lit up the least wrong.
I'm dead.
Either way it go, like, oh, somebody turned the volume on the rain down.
For real. Appreciate that, God.
Right.
But, yeah, like, the last month or so, you kind of know shit ain't going right. So, at that point, you start bringing in the reserves.
No.
But
no.
I'm just saying. I was like,
reserves.
You got, yes.
The fact that you got terminology for this shit.
Hey, you know what? What's up? You know,
yeah, just call it a side in, project. That's another. What we used to call them.
And then when you break up, you know, you because you got something to lean on.
And see, why his shit went bad. Because she probably didn't think it was going bad until his dumb ass started getting some fucking reserve chicks and she caught your ass. That's what happened.
Going bad. But at the same time, now, I do want to say that even though, like, I had something else to go to, a couple to go to.
My God. Why you got to brag like
that? It's not.
Humble brag.
Oh, y'all ain't heard it. I got stories. But but the point is that, like, that didn't. Kind of going back to what you're saying, that didn't alleviate any of the hurt and pain that was there. It was just kind of covered that shit up.
How long did it
but
take
you still
got to
deal with that shit.
Yeah, because you said it fucked you up. So, like,
so how long, it prolonged you getting over it, correct?
I don't know if it prolonged it. Well, possibly. I don't know. But you still got to deal with that shit. But
he did it wrong.
He probably did it wrong.
He did it in the reverse order.
That's why I said, sitting in the corner with Brian McKnight. One last cry.
Yeah, you get all that out first.
Yeah.
You realize she gone.
Yeah, you have
she
to realize that.
You
realize that, yeah.
And just deal with that first. And, you know, yeah, play you some Smokey. Whatever you got to do and get those relationship issues.
Another piece of advice.
That snotty cry, too. Don't give that.
I don't do all that.
Get that real good one.
I don't do all that.
I'm just
saying. But what I will say is don't settle trying to make something that you already know is not going to work. So, like, oh, we can just maybe... I don't know. I guess some people can't be friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, I can't do the whole friend thing unless it's like way down the road.
I tried that shit.
Exactly.
That
shit.
Know what
let it go. It
some
don't work.
Some people, like, I feel like a lot of what people do is, you know, you'll be in a relationship with somebody that you're really close to and you're like really good friends with or whatever. And you want to console that person because you feel bad because of the breakup. But you can't console the person that you just fucked. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's mutual, you know, you can't be there to console each other because then y'all just going to cry yourself back to being in a relationship.
And, y'all gonna start
and then it's going to be even worse.
It's gonna be,
I mean, you really can't be fucking from far away. But, you know, that's the concept. Well,
it's modern day technology, motherfucker.
Some of them
I don't be on that. But anyways.
Some of them got that good enough to where you might hop on a plane. Hey. Just saying.
Hey. Y'all stupid.
Hey.
But yeah, don't try to
settle.
It is,
bruh.
Okay. Anyways, don't try to settle.
Don't hate Sophie.
Don't try to settle. Because sometimes people do that. Like, oh, maybe we can just. No, don't do that.
If it's over, it's over.
You know what I'm saying? And just make sure that it's over. At least for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you get that confirmation, the back and forth thing, it's not worth it. Just figure it out for yourself. Deal in real time.
Twitter,
move on.
Yes. Instagram.
That's some real shit. Yes.
Facebook.
Yep.
All of it.
Yep. Get rid of their life. Yep.
Yeah, basically.
Just you'll be happier.
Yeah. She got clothes over there. Throw it away.
Really?
I'll send her clothes. I'll send her clothes.
Okay, I don't throw away exes' clothes.
You know what, though? It depends on what the motherfucker did.
It does.
Because now, if she did some fucked up
shit. I'm out here with the hostility, bro.
Over here and she's cheating, you ain't getting shit back. You got to take me to Judge Judy to get your shit back. I'm burning everything.
You, for real, you burned somebody's stuff before?
I've thrown stuff away. Absolutely.
Okay, so not burned.
If a motherfucker cheated on me, why the fuck would I be like, well, baby, let me go ahead and send your shit back? Man, fuck you.
I never said that, but you just didn't burn it.
I didn't burn it.
I mean, I don't really know people who, like, burn shit for real, because that's so much time. It's so dramatic. Yeah, you got to put the rocks together and shit.
No. Yeah. The rocks together?
You know what I'm saying?
To make a little pyre.
You know, you got to make sure.
What the fuck?
A little funeral pyre.
You know, you got to make sure. No, I'm just saying. I haven't done it. But, you know, I've seen my dad burn leaves and shit, so, you know. And I figured it would be similar.
Poor guy.
I don't personally throw out exes clothes, but.
You personally on what?
I don't throw out exes clothes. My new TV. Anyways, that's another story. So,
okay,
they're just comfortable.
No story time with Sophie.
Story time for Sophie.
Yeah, no.
Sophie. Did we answer his questions?
I think
I know
so.
She sure don't.
Just deal in real time. You'll be okay.
go fuck you some other chicks, bro.
But like not like immediately, because then sometimes you'll feel worse. Like wait like a week.
You might be able to, you might be able to sandwich them. Fuck one now, deal with your feelings after that, and then go fuck another one.
And that's all for this week's episode of Is the Mic Still On? We hope you had a good time listening. If you did, tell your friends and spread the word. Drop us a 5-star review on iTunes and share the show on your social media. Let us know how we're doing and tweet us your comments and concerns over at Is the Mic Still On? And if you want to hear more conversations from Daddy and Hip Hop, make sure you go over to YouTube and subscribe to the channel and dive into years of content. I'm Jay Burritos, and you can catch me on the Runaway Jukebox podcast every Monday where podcasts are available. And we'll catch you next time. This has been Is the Mic Still On? Starring FIFO 24/7, BZ430, KB Inge, Mike C Town, I Am Modest Media, and Sire Music. Produced by Jay Burritos of Runaway Jukebox. All original music created by BZ430.